everyone. Thanks for joining us today. I am live here at AICPA Engage with Kathy Rowe from Wolters Kluwer, and we are excited to talk about audit data analytics. So Kathy, if you wouldn't mind giving us a little introduction about yourself and talking about some of the trends that are in audit.
Okay, great. So my name is Kathy Rowe. I'm the Director of Product Management for Audit at Wolters Kluwer. I've been with Wolters Kluwer for about 13 years, really designing audit solutions to help the audit firms in the profession respond to top trends and challenges and that they need to address today, as well as make sure they're prepared for the future. And prior to Wolters Kluwer, I actually worked in a big four firm and a small firm. So it's a really cool way to use my CPA skills.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so the next part of your question, the top trends. So there's quite a few top trends, and you know, it's very common to hear all about audit of the future, but there's trends that need to be addressed today to really make sure that firms stay relevant, stay competitive, as well as be ready for audit of the future. And I really describe those as kind of three main pillars, we'll say. First is quality. So quality is foundational to everything that we do. That's, you know, we're in the business to be the trusted advisors, so we need to have quality. So the working closely with the AICPA, we understand that the firms need to improve the risk assessment, how they understand internal controls and do all the work around that. The second kind of pillar is being able to be the trusted advisor for the client, to add more value to the audit, as well as help your client manage their business, looking for new opportunities and creating new opportunities. The third one is really about realizations. So being able to do all of that and still make money. So being able to have better ROIs on engagements and have more time to take on more work and move into advisory. So those are kind of the three pillars, but the how you do it is the tricky part. So that's where data comes in. So it's really all about data in terms of one of the biggest trends that needs to be addressed. So firms need to get comfortable getting the data from clients, so being able to request it and have access to it when they need to. They need to know how to work with the data, being able to understand how to manipulate it, how to analyze it, how to be able to compare it and use it both in the audit to get those actionable insights as well as look for opportunities. So that's really what the top trends are.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So real succinctly, what are the reasons why auditors should incorporate audit data analytics into their practice? What are some of the opportunities and benefits?
Yeah. So I think that it's becoming critical to be able to incorporate data analytics. And the real reason why is because it helps you detect risk and material misstatement. And that's, you know, you need to be able to do that, again, to stay relevant and make sure that the opinion that we're providing on financial statements is actually accurate. So that's one of the biggest ones, is to be able to identify.
It goes back to that quality pillar,
it goes back
right?
to that quality pillar. But the other reason why is to be able to be that trusted advisor to your client and have those conversations and really add value. If you don't have the data and you can't ask intelligent questions in a timely manner, then again, why are they going to come to you for your business? So you need to be able to do this to stay relevant.
Agreed. With how quickly we can get data these days, I feel like the CPA's role is going to be really important when it comes to, like you said, deciphering the data for them and helping to explain that.
Absolutely. And that's the CPA's expertise, is to know how to work with the data. And one way to make it easy is, you know, a picture tells 1,000 words, is to be able to use visualization with that data. And that's really key, both for the audit teams as well as for the clients. So you can use it in the planning stage, looking for anomalies, you know, with that visualization to add risks earlier, to be able to drill down and ask your clients conversations earlier. Or you can use it, the visualization from that data, even after, as part of, you know, to augment your auditor's report and your financial statements. And that actually brings me to think about the AICPA guide that was released, the data analytics guide. I think it was December of 2017. And that is one element that they looked for was, or advocated for was, well, A, the whole guide was advocating to use data as part of, or data analytics as part of the audit to really improve the value and the quality. And one element was using visualization as part of it.
Perfect, so lots of opportunities, lots of great components of audit data analytics. And this is a pretty big topic, so where would someone go to possibly get started if they wanted to learn more?
Yeah, so at Wolters Kluwer, we have a tool called Teammate Analytics. And so it's just taxna.wolterskluwer.com is our website. And you know, if you Google it, Teammate Analytics for external audit, you'll see it there. So it was built by external auditors, and it's used by both internal auditors and external auditors. And then, of course, the AICPA also has some information, a lot of great resources out there. So do you want to say where that they can find that?
Absolutely. So at the AICPA, if you are interested in learning more about audit data analytics, feel free to visit AICPA.org/audit data analytics. So thank you so much for your time today, Kathy.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was fun. Thank you.